Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled The Magic Number. The Magic Number. What the heck is the magic number? Well, it's the number that you need to have invested either in property or shares that will allow you to be financially independent. Okay, that's the magic number. I did a post on this recently on Facebook. If you go check it out, you can see it there. But I want to expand on that in this episode because it is something I discuss in my new book, Money Buys Happiness. But I want to give you a brief episode on that number so you have a bit of an idea of where you're headed. Because unless you know where you're going, every path will take you there. Okay, so part of becoming successful in anything is setting goals. So let me give you the number because a lot of people ask me, Lloyd, I really want to retire. I'm like, when? They go, in 10 years. I'm like, do you know how much you need? They go, no. So it stumps them, that question, when I say, hey, do you know how much you need to actually, you know, physically not have to work again? And they just never have the answer. So I'm going to give you the answer on this episode. The thing is that the magic number, I'm just going to take some figures so you understand it. And of course, depending on your situation, the figures can change. But it'll give you a bit of an idea of what to look for, how to calculate it, and where to go. So the magic number is the number that you need invested that will give you enough passive income to cover your regular lifestyle expenses. It'll allow you to secure the first biggest stage of wealth. Well, the second phase of wealth is what I call it. But it'll allow you to actually be financially independent of your job. So Robert Kiyosaki has this wealth definition. He says, wealth is the number of days that you can live at your current lifestyle without you working another day in your life. That is wealth. And most people are like, far out, 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 years, 10 years, whatever it is. But the actual answer must be infinite if you have wealth, because then you don't have to work on anything you don't want to work on, right? It's just that's the greatest definition of wealth. So rather than look for money, you ought to look for wealth. And so how do you do that? You buy assets, okay? He talks about it in a lot of his books, but you buy assets. And what I mean by assets is shares or property. Income-producing things are assets, okay? Liabilities eat you and assets feed you. So let's take an example of the magic number. Let's say, for example, you had the average wage in Australia is around about $80,000, okay? $80,000. So that means that you would probably want to replace that entire wage. If you're currently at your lifestyle living on $80,000, you probably want to replace $80,000, okay? So if you take, you can do this, the numbers. If you take $80,000, now for this example, I'm going to use an index fund that typically returns 4.5% in dividends a year, okay? 4.5% yield in dividends, all right? So if we take $80,000, divide it by 0.045, you're going to come to a magic number of about 1.7 million, which means if you want to physically never work again and you're currently on $80,000 a year in income, then you'd have 1.7 million invested in an exchange traded fund that was producing 4.5% in dividend yield. Okay. Now, the higher the yield, the lower the magic number you need. So for example, if you found something that was producing 5 or 7, or even 7%, let's do 7% yield, 1.7, there are opportunities out there, 1.1 million. So it drops drastically. But for safety and diversification and not have to worry about picking stocks and changing things, an ETF would satisfy that. So if we go to the ETF, it's 1.7 million. So people freak out. They're like, oh my God, 1.7 million. I even haven't got like even 70,000. What am I going to do? Well, the first thing to do is, and understand, is to start. Just begin. Like if you put this into a calculator, what you really figure out quite quickly is that out of that $1.7 million figure, you have to find about $380,000. That's it. Okay, so if I calculated this over, let's say, a 25-year period, in that time, you would find $380,000, okay? And, which is only like, not, it's actually not as much as what you think, it's like 15, 20 grand a year. And and the rest of it comes from your money making money, the compound effect. So as the share portfolio or the index fund grows in value, as the business has grown value over time with the economy, it does a lot of the heavy lifting for you. In fact, it does about three quarters of the heavy lifting. This is what they mean when they say, get your money working harder than you do. So you don't have to come up with the 1.7 million. You just have to find, over time, little pieces at a time, the 380,000. Now, everyone's capable of this. So I don't understand why you feel like it's out of your reach. You can do it. You just have to begin with small amounts of money, invest over time, and be patient. However, it does take time, which means if you've only got 10 years to build this thing, you've got to put a lot more in of your money. So compound interest helps you less with the less time you have, which is why I talk to young people. I'm like, start investing now. My goodness. Like, you have this massive advantage that the earlier you start, the more wealth you can build, right, with compound interest. So the same thing applies to property. Let's say you had a $2 million property, for example, debt-free, okay, and that property was going to pull in about 4% after costs, because you got 1% of costs, $80,000, right? So the same sort of thing applies. If you want to cover $80,000, you've really got to have probably a $2 million property that's debt-free, okay? And again, people are like, well, how do I get that? I'm like, well, you could start with $1 million property, for example, put down $100,000 in deposit or $200,000 as a deposit, and then you wait, you know, maybe 12 or 13 or 14 years, and the property doubles, and you pay the debt off over, say, 30 years. So you can do it that way too. It just, in my eyes, it's like, well, you're gonna be stuck with that debt burden for quite a while. So, you know, in Australia, people prefer to borrow money and buy assets, bigger assets now, and pay them off. We're a payoff society. We're addicted to getting things now and paying it off. You can see that with Afterpay and, you know, ZipPay and so on. That's just the culture we have. Whereas I'm sort of different. I like to build into my assets. So like, I'll build into the 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 million over time through index funds. So that's just a different value system, I suppose. I don't like having debt. It just strings me up. I don't want to be burdened or boxed into a corner, because I never want to do things that I've not chosen. And that's why I choose that way. So you can do the same. But at least you know now the magic number. Okay, I need it like at least 1.7 million, probably 1.5, you know, if you can reduce your costs. If you go and live in Bali, obviously it's a lot less. You could probably do it on half that. Okay, and that's what you see a lot of these FIRE people, you know, financially independent, retire early. The problem is you don't really, really want to retire, but you do want to have a level of financial independence. So that's the magic number. So now you have an idea of where you need to go. Now, if you're on, say, $50,000 a year, your magic number is 1.1 million, okay? So it does change based on what your expenses are. So I think one of the best parts to take away from this is if you want financial independence, it's best to have lower expenses, okay? So if you're only on, you know, you live on $40,000 a year, okay, you would only need around $880,000 to retire, okay? That's the magic number. Well, to be financially independent anyway. I don't think anyone should really retire. You get bored. So yeah, that's the magic number. I hope it gives you some sort of goal to work towards. Okay. If I'm going to have shares or property and they're my assets, this is the number it has to be without debt for me to be financially independent of my business, my job, and my expenses. Okay. Now, when you get to that point, you have a substantial level of freedom. Freedom to choose what you want to do for work, who you want to hang out with, where you want to go, what you want to do. Okay, so go for it. Set the goal, do your millionaire math, and get after it. Because once you hit that number, you'll be stoked. Okay, so, all right. So that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening in. If you're getting value from this, please feel free to share it in your stories. Leave us a review. If it's a 5-star one, even better. Really appreciate that. We're up to 10,000 downloads on Spotify now, which is awesome. And we want to crank into the 1,000 subscribers. So thank you so much for sharing this podcast, for sharing it to your IG stories and wherever else, and referring it to your friends. Let's make Monday great again by helping people establish the magic number. All right, see you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.